This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We've got Dr. Jonathan Leach on the phone to give us our daily COVID update.
Morning, Tari. Morning, Joel.
Now, first off, do you have a Throwback Thursday request?
That's putting him on the spot.
I don't know.
You know what, mate? It's okay. You don't have to. You can't do him like that.
I can't. All right. What are we looking at like this morning here in Brisbane? No earthquakes. Hopefully no COVID.
No. Yeah, we had one case yesterday from a Sunnybank cluster, so another person in home quarantine, so not really a worry. I think that we must be getting pretty close to the last of those
of that
cases.
Cluster, okay. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's a good thing. Now, around the traps, apparently there's some things going around it that you're giving away.
Yeah. So with Queensland Marriott Carnival's been on this week, as I'm sure everyone's been talking about, and they're giving away some NRL finals tickets for those getting vaccinated at the Marriott Carnival. And so that's still happening, but there will be some leftovers. And so on Friday, all the AMSs in Southeast Queensland are going to be giving away some NRL preliminary finals tickets. So for this Friday night and Saturday, if you come in and get your first jab. So look it up on the websites or Facebook pages of those of your local AMS to check out how to book in. But also Queensland Health, I read this morning, are doing the same at some of their hubs. So, check that out as well. There's literally thousands of double passes.
Tell you what, that's not a bad incentive because those tickets are hard to come by.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's great. And they'll be at Suncorp, they'll be doing some pop-up clinics as well. So for those who already got tickets and haven't been vaccinated yet, you can get that done there.
Oh, wow. So you get vaccinated at the stadium as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Gosh, this is getting too easy for people. Mm. That's what we want, right? It's just that's the type of access you want to be able to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the supply of vaccine's good, and Queensland Health, I think from last weekend, they realised that people do want that kind of walk-in. They like the weekend stuff, so they're doing more of that walk-ins at different some of the different hubs around the state.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most people are fairly busy during the week, whether it's with your own work or picking up kids from stuff or dropping them off to sport or whatever. So I feel like the weekends are a bit more of a easier, convenient time to go and do that.
Hey, and while you're at it, if you're going to the footy, you just, boom.
May as well.
It's gold.
May as well. Two for one. Trisha wanted to know, we've got a question from Trish, is there a specific vaccine between Moderna and Pfizer that is better than the other?
It's a great question because I think the new thing comes along and people think it might be better. I think they're very, very similar. They work in the same way. They're both mRNA vaccines. The Moderna's given 4 weeks apart. Pfizer's sort of minimum of 3 weeks apart, but it's kind of 3 to 6 weeks anyway. The side effects profile is very similar, and how effective they are is very similar. So, I think it's splitting hairs, really, any differences, something, one study might show a slight improvement on one thing and another, with the other vaccine on something else. So I think it's just really one of those two is the vaccine recommended for people under 60. So it's just really that the Moderna will be available through pharmacies. So that'll be maybe a bit more convenient for people to get hold of, whereas Pfizer's more the GP clinics, the hospital hubs and the respiratory clinic. So I think it's really what's convenient to get hold of. I wouldn't really be trying to get one or the other.
So it's kind of like, what's the difference between home brand Panadol and Panadol?
I think so, yeah. Okay. It's they're not exactly the same, but it's very similar medicine in each of them.
I mean, for myself and for all the listeners too, Dr. Jonathan, what's the procedure about how they, do they just, is it just like a fact that they just clone that? They grab that, that Pfizer or something, and they basically clone it. How do they make another one?
Yeah, no. From my understanding, it wasn't sort of made from the Pfizer. They were made separately, but just with the same technology to do it. So it's probably a little bit different from where you get one medicine like like Panadol, and then you get a generic brand of it. In terms of the comparison, I think that's right, Tari, but I think in terms of how it was made, yeah, they're kind of more in parallel rather than kind of one made and then the other one made from it, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. All right, mate, well, thank you so much for everything today. Make sure everyone takes all that information in, Dr. Jonathan, and we will speak to you again tomorrow.
Flash Friday. See you then.
Flash Friday. See you, mate.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.